Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 9th of January, 2021. This is pod number 717. Chrissy boy, your robot wars intro, son. It got pasted. May prefer the old Erskine Mayhem approach. What day of the week it is? What time of day is it? What's going on? X, Y, Z. Who knows? So, I've binned you. You're out. Right, this could all get out of hand today. A few of you are definitely, I don't know whether you do it on purpose or not, but you're definitely trying to trigger me. Yesterday's pod. Obviously, I've brought up the orange one a couple of times this week, and we have some strong FTS Trump supporters. None stronger than our man who said better the decade, 100 to 1. And we have some FTS... very strong Boris supporters. I think, you know, there was a lot of people who, doesn't matter what, you could put a monkey in charge, they didn't want Corbyn. And having made that decision, they defend Boris to the hilt. So a few of you trying to trigger me yesterday with my criticism of Boris saying whatever it was, lumpety bumpety along the way, or whatever it was that the blonde idiot said. Not long after the pod, Dio posted online that... and then a couple of Boris fanatic muckers in FTS, Graham and Neil, who regularly send me what I would say is confirmation bias stuff regarding Boris and the Conservative Party. Basically, all three of them hinted that I was anti-Boris, and it didn't matter what he said, I would have moaned about it. If he'd said it was all going swimmingly, I would have basically called bullshit. To be fair to Dio, Dio did say if I did do that, it would be right. So, sort of three of you along all sort of lines. I was going to reply to Dio, and then I just thought I can't be doing it on Twitter in limited characters. And then these other two who I knew I would hear from, because I hear from every time I mention him, I'll hear from him after today. And what I love is how people's assumption of how I think or people think... I just love that, and it's more a complete and utter fucking dumbing down of what has become so ingrained that the only two options for that fucking blonde numpty are to say lumpty fucking bumperty or whatever it was, and that is acceptable, and if he can't say that, then he has to say it's all going swimmingly. I think the people who know me well are forgetting how I come across on here, and irrespective of that, I'm a fairly demanding individual work-wise. The people who've worked with me closely, I believe it's what makes me a prolific winner. It's why I say mindset and attitude to me come ahead of selections. And I know other people disagree with that, but the people who've worked closely with me, Suggsy, Art, Scott Z-Tips, Dave, Ryan, all people who I've done different things with, have all been on the end of me at some time losing my shit. Because if something's not done properly, that's how I tend to get. Because I think that to me is key. If you're going to have a go at something, do it properly. And I'm not saying it's right. It's how I am. I'm not saying me losing my shit is the way to go. And there's probably better people at management. I think Dave would certainly say to me, there's a different way of managing people. But that's what it is. I expect something to be done. I expect it to be done right. And I expect people to be able to do their fucking job. That is what this is about. I expect people to be able to do their fucking job. I couldn't give a flying fuck if it was Kermit the Frog stood up there talking. I expect the leader of the executive of this country to be able to do their job. And this fucking blonde prick elected on a slogan is not and never will be fit for the job. And I can back it up with examples and evidence of things he's said, he's done, he's written over many years that give me confidence to say he is not the man for the job. I said it long before COVID came along, and there. But we live in a world where slogans, bollocks, personality mean more than facts, where people lie and create their own facts of misinformation, and the only way out of this is to stop division and get some fucking leaders in who can manage things. We are in the biggest crisis in this country since the Second World War. Despite what the fucking Tin Hat Brigade say, there's a virus killing people, rampaging through society now at a rate of knots. It's not going to fucking miraculously disappear as Trump claimed back in February, March. We have to live with it. Suicide rates are up. Kids are not getting proper education. People are losing their businesses. People are lonely. Scared families are locked in tower blocks and don't know when they'll be able to go out again. It's a worldwide catastrophe happening before our eyes. Some of us are better off than others. And in this country, and I believe in America, it's run by fucking idiots who don't know. I genuinely couldn't give a fuck who stands up there. I want some leadership, and that clown is not fit for purpose. It's not left, right, Brexit, SNP. It is a nationwide, worldwide crisis that needs some management. And as it stands, because of the way this country voted, he is the chief of the executive. I'm not interested in people saying what it would have been like under Corbyn. I'm sure it wouldn't have been very good. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in where we are now and what are we going to fucking do to manage it. And he should not be standing up there, lumpty-in, bumpty-in his way through it. Or the alternative is he can say it's all good and nice and smooth. We should not be having press conferences that are a game of gotcha with the likes of fucking Peston and Rigby and Koonsberg or any other shite journalist. We need direction, we need leadership, we need hope. I said a few days ago, this vaccine, it's not a fucking surprise. We didn't know, oh, magic, there's a vaccine. We've been fucking working towards that since it started. Everybody knew in the world, particularly in the G7 countries, this is where it was going to end up. We were going to end up with a vaccine. When we've got it, what's the fucking plan? That plan should have been done 4 or 5 months ago, not be fucking fumbling our way through it now. It's an absolute fucking joke. Just today, people queuing outside GP surgeries. It's an absolute fucking joke what he's doing. And for him to stand up there, I didn't watch it, but somebody reported me. If that's what he's saying, it just fucking clarifies that he's a fucking idiot. Three of his fucking top ministers this week have been asked, how many doses have we got? Hancock, Gove, Williamson. Not one of them has been able to answer. They've all given exactly the same answer. Gove repeated it like a fucking parrot. We've ordered 100 million. We've ordered 100 million. We've ordered 100 million. How many have we fucking got, Michael? I've ordered 12 dozen golf balls. If I haven't got any in my fucking bag, I can't play, can I? It's not a surprise. There's people I've spoken to, people who've emailed me from FTS, vets being asked to train for it. They're saying it's going to be 2 years. That's the reality. They're saying it's going to be 2 years. That fucking blonde fucker stood up 2 weeks ago and said he'll have 13.5 million people vaccinated by mid-February. His words, not mine. What's going to happen mid-February? He'll just move the goalposts. It's not fucking acceptable. It should have been planned, staff recruited, people should be training, and the man at the top, Boris, should know what is going on. He should be able to say, and the people underneath him, his ministers, we have taken delivery of X doses. We have administered X doses. Fair enough, that's going to depend on reporting back, but they'll have a rough idea. We have taken care of X percentage of care homes and 32%, for example, we've got 68% to do. This is the way it's going to be. It didn't fucking sneak up on him. It was always the way out. I don't think it's too much to ask for the leader of a G7 country in a mess and the fifth biggest fucking economy in the world to be fucking coherent and state exactly where we are and what the full plan is for this vaccine programme. That is what people want to know about. Not interested really in how many people die every day. We know loads of die and you can report that once, twice a week. People want to know about the future, what and plan their lives. And he should be the man to do it. And the public, we need to stop our divisions and help get this thing sorted. This is the actual facts of it. And this is, people say this is bollocks. This is actual facts. I can prove every single one of them. He said, and the whole thing based on a rollout of tiers in 9 bands, we are currently on tier 1. They have no idea how many they've done, no idea how many doses they've got. I've got an aunt and uncle in Surrey, both in their late 80s. It's my mum's brother. He had cancer. She's blind. Be perfectly honest, I haven't visited them for a good few years, but my eldest brother stays in touch with them since my mum passed. I rang him yesterday just out of interest because I was getting riled up about this and asked, have they heard anything? He's been speaking to them 2-3 times a week. Not heard a word. Not heard a word. Jack's girlfriend, her family live in Singapore. She hasn't seen them since last March or whenever this started. That aside, her dad's father, so her grandmother, her dad's mother, rather, her grandmother lives up in Middlesbrough in a care home. She's in her 80s. Not seen anybody, not heard a word. This woman hasn't been out for 10 months. She's not been outside. She's now too scared to go out and see anyone. That care home, not heard a word. Sam has an aunt in Exeter, 91, in a care home. Her brother goes to see her, not heard a word. Simon Dennis, FTS member, supports Luton Town. I don't know exactly where Simon lives. He probably lives somewhere around about Luton, I would think. I've not spoken to him, but Simon, I know, runs a care home, and you see from his postings, hasn't heard a word. Dave Cope, FTS member, runs care homes, put in the Telegram group a couple of weeks ago about what a fucking mess the care home setup is and testing. That's care homes spread the length of the country, Exeter up to Middlesbrough and in between. Not heard a fucking word. Not heard a word, and we're talking about this guy like he's fucking brilliant. He's a fucking clown. What happens when we get to tiers 3, 4, 5? We can't even manage fucking tier 1. It's a fucking joke. And standing up there going it's lumpety bumpety isn't fucking good enough, people. It's not fucking good enough. I really don't think it's too much to expect to have some fucking leadership, honesty and governance at a time of national crisis rather than a fucking shit show when people are dying. Fucking people being hospitalised. And he stands up there and says, oh, it's going to be a bit lumpety-bumpety. Fuck off. And the only public alternative that's acceptable for that is to say, oh, it's all going smoothly. Where's the fucking middle bit where he actually does his job and tells us what's going on properly? Without all the bollocks. It drives me fucking mad. We're in an absolute fucking mess, and all the while this clown's, he should fuck off tomorrow. And I don't care who's, where they get the person from. It could be over the other side, it could be the SNP, it could be the Green Party, Monster Raving Loony Bonnie. Get somebody in fucking charge who's going to get a grip of it. That's what we need. Somebody to fucking get a grip of it. Absolute fucking clown. And the world is just, it's just riddled with this fucking division. Oh, well, look at France. I don't want to look at fucking France. I want to look at what's going on here. We've ordered the vaccine. We know we're getting it. What's the fucking plan here? Why has everything got to be, oh, look at Corbyn. Look at this. Look at Biden. That woman this morning, people praising that woman having a go at Adam Bolton. I can't bear Adam Bolton. He is smug. I can't bear any of that lot. I can't bear Morgan, Kunzberg, but I can't bear any of them. I can't bear 24-hour news. I think it causes more problems trying to get soundbite headlines every hour of the fucking day than the facts and the details. They're all wankers. Fucking Andrew Neil, Peston, Bolton, Kunzberg. They're all got no time for any of them. But people pointing me to a clip this morning about where Bolton got his ass handed to him by a woman from America. She goes off in a rant like me. But going back to the start of it, he asks her a question about Trump and the 25th Amendment. And her answer is, if we're talking 25th Amendment, we should be talking Joe Biden. He's got Alzheimer's. Why doesn't she say, I don't think Trump should get the 25th Amendment, and this is why, rather than just straight into, well, I'll just move that. That's what it's all about now. That's, everything is about that. Oh, but look at France. I'm not fucking interested in what's happening in France. I'm interested in what's happening here. What are we going to do to get these people moving? To get the kids and back to school? To get adults out? What is the fucking plan, Boris? And how long is it going to take? And be fucking honest so we know. Not lumpety-bumpety. It's simple. He's not fit for the fucking job. If you think he is, I vehemently disagree with you. That's fine. You can have that point of view. I'll have mine. That is all my point is. He is not fit for the fucking job. It's not left, right, black, white, Brexit, leave, remain, whatever. It's he is fucking unfit to do the job, and he has put people around him unfit to do the job. Fucking the biggest example, £22 billion spent on a fucking track and trace system. £22 billion. Fuck off. Honestly. And if you want further proof, James Carrigan ran a poll. Thousands of people, James, thousands answered it. Do you want me as Prime Minister or Boris? 20% for Boris, 80% me. I'll do it tomorrow. And I'll do it a damn sight better than that fucking imbecile. See, I knew it was going to get out of hand. I knew it. There. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I think you do it on purpose. Right, simmer and breathe. Whoosh, breathe. I'm going to bring breathing into Mindset Mondays. I do breathing. I mean, we all do breathing, but I've got a nice little thing that takes the stress away from you. If you've got thoughts on your mind, clears it. Very simple little breathing exercise. Right, let's go. I do breathing. I think most people do here, to be fair. I think it's something that that we all do. Very important, breathing. Right. Fucking blonde-haired fucking cock. Right, where are we? Right, I'm going to give you some horses. No, some horses, some football. Might be a bit lumpety-bumpety. Fucking arsehole. Right, we have got a late goal at Benevento. Benevento against free scoring Atlanta. I'd wait 75, 80 minutes if it's not been a second half goal. Unlikely with Atlanta involved, but if not, then drip lay the current scoreline. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff. Benevento at Atlanta. And a first half goal. At, I don't know whether all these are going ahead, a first half goal, late first half goal at Kilmarnock, 3 o'clock, Kilmarnock. We got the both teams to score up yesterday. Atletico Madrid has been called off. I've had a look at the FA Cup, genuinely nothing with the COVID situation. And, you know, you saw yesterday kids playing against Liverpool. Just nothing that, you know, you look at Exeter's odds 1.88 and I just can't, there's nothing really for me that with the way things are and what teams are going to be playing, you're going to have teams resting players just because of the volume of games. Marine at 48 to beat Spurs, probably have a quid on that and see if they take the lead, trade out. But yeah, no, I had a look. I think, you know, it is normally an exciting weekend, but I just think with the volume of football and the teams playing and COVID, I've got nothing that I can tickle your fancy with. Oh, I have got one more. Dijon Marseille over 2.5. Dijon Marseille trading over 2.5 goals. That was the other. I did have one. I knew I'd missed one. I was just looking for it. Football in France. France League One. Dijon Marseille. Dijon Marseille over 2.5 is priced at 2.2. Drip it in through the first 10 minutes and off you go. Dijon Marseille. Right, that's it now. You've fucking triggered me. I'm triggered. He's triggered. I've been asked, obviously, about Trump's ban on Twitter. I haven't had time to read about it, digest it. I'll have a look at that. That'll be a midweek topic. But yeah, I haven't. I won't even pass comment. I'll get to that next week. Have a lovely Saturday. Enjoy the FA Cup third round, and I will be back with you with my campaign for Prime Minister tomorrow. Arrivederci.